The villa was empty. Rinaldi was gone with the hospital. The major was gone taking hospital personnel in the staff car. There was a note in the window for me to fill the cars with the material piled in the hall and to proceed to Pordenone. The mechanics were gone already. I went out back to the garage. The other two cars came in while I was there, and their drivers got down. It was starting to rain again.
I'm so sleepy. I went to sleep 3 times coming here from Plava, Piani said. What are we going to do, Tenente?
We'll change the oil, grease them, fill them up, then take them around in front and load up the junk they've left.
Then do we start?
No, we'll sleep for 3 hours.
Christ, I'm glad to sleep, Bonello said. I couldn't keep awake driving.
How's your car, Imo? I asked.
It's all right.
Get me a monkey suit and I'll help you with the oil.
Don't you do that, Tenente, Imo said. There is nothing to do. You go and pack your things.
My things are all packed, I said. I'll go and carry out the stuff that they left for us. Bring the cars around as soon as they're ready. They brought the cars around to the front of the villa and we loaded them with the hospital equipment which was piled in the hallway. When it was all in, the 3 cars stood in line down the driveway under the trees in the rain. We went inside. Make a fire in the kitchen and dry your things, I said.
I don't care about dry clothes, Piani said. I want to sleep.
I'm going to sleep on the major's bed, Bonello said. I'm going to sleep where the old man corks off.
I don't care where I sleep, Piani said.
There are 2 beds in here. I opened the door.
I never knew what was in that room, Bonello said.
That was old Fishface's room, Piani said.
You two sleep in there, I said. I'll wake you.
The Austrians will wake us if you sleep too long, Tenente, Bonello said.
I won't oversleep, I said. Where's Imo?
He went out in the kitchen.
Get to sleep, I said.
I'll sleep, Piani said. I've been asleep sitting up all day. The whole top of my head kept coming down over my eyes.
Take your boots off, Bonello said. That's old Fishface's bed.
Fishface is nothing to me.
Piani lay on the bed, his muddy boots straight out, his head on his arm. I went out to the kitchen. Imo had a fire in the stove and a kettle of water on.
I thought I'd start some pasta asciutta, he said. We'll be hungry when we wake up.
Aren't you sleepy, Bartolomeo?
Not so sleepy. When the water boils, I'll leave it. The fire will go down.
You better get some sleep, I said. We can eat cheese and monkey meat.
This is better, he said. Something hot will be good for those 2 anarchists. You go to sleep, Tenente.
There's a bed in the major's room.
You sleep there.
No, I'm going up to my old room. Do you want a drink, Bartolomeo?
When we go, Tenente. Now it wouldn't do me any good.
If you wake in 3 hours and I haven't called you, wake me, will you?
I haven't any watch, Tenente.
There's a clock on the wall in the major's room.
All right.